You are listening to The Adventurous Ear, highlighting music of exceptional originality and profiling the artists who create it. I'm your host, John Harden. This time on The Adventurous Ear, we hear from Humboldt County-based recording artist Beth Isbell and her band Be This Bell from their album We Are the Gods and the EP Shine On.
We started this band with my friend Mike Clark, and he can play guitar. To me, it reminds me of like a cross between Dick Dale and David Gilmour, if you can imagine such a thing. The Dead Prophets. We would play fairly weekly, either weekly or bi-weekly, at this local bikers club, the Scorpions in Dallas. And it was interesting because you had to have the right knock to get in the door, and if you didn't, you could get shot, you know. And like, there were naked girls walking around serving drinks inside with porn on every screen and green smoke coming out of everything and everywhere. And you know, we're just sitting there, you know, watching all of this through this green haze and all these drunk dudes and going like, you know, I hope they like what we're doing, you know, because otherwise we could be in serious trouble. But they kept inviting us back. It was just an interesting time, I thought, you know. And we got a pretty good following locally in Dallas, you know, so that was a lot of fun. And it inspired me eventually when, you know, I was up in Oklahoma. That was right about the time that we broke up as a band, was the time I went to music college thing. So I went to my alma mater that I got my bachelor's degree from, University of Central Oklahoma, and they had just started the Academy of Contemporary Music at University of Central Oklahoma, and it was actually partially funded and helped run by the manager of the Flaming Lips. Tonight. Well, when I was in high school, I got involved in a labor strike. I was working at a grocery store, and so the labor union and management were going at it, and I was like in the middle because like I was a trainee or whatever, so I didn't really qualify for the union. I didn't qualify for management, and so they used me as like a go-between between management and union to shuttle messages back and forth and spy on. I was like a double spy. So it was sort of funny, but I believe in, you know, then when I got to college, I learned about Martin Luther King and the struggle of this whole civil rights movement, and like John Lewis. I've met him a couple times. Awesome guy. You know, he was there on the bridge, the Selma Bridge. And so that inspired me to pursue that type of law, employment discrimination, civil rights activist type law. And so that's what I did. I went to law school at University of Oklahoma, graduated with a doctorate in law, and then I went out and worked for the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, and then I have my own firm for years and years and years and represented lots and lots of people and had a pretty good record doing that. You know, I even won a case in the Supreme Court on paper. I didn't get to argue to the Supreme Court. That would have been something. But I have got to argue to, like, the Oklahoma Supreme Court and the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals and 10th Circuit and various places, you know. So I always took on really interesting cases so I could try to change the law for the better for people, and I did.
And there ain't no reason for us to ever cry, 'cause we're all big stars in this great earth and sky. So take your light and shine on, 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 shine on.
I still like, you know, being a civil rights advocate. I don't actively practice law anymore. I currently work with developmentally challenged adults, you know, helping them put their lives back together and learn things and become integrated into the community at large, you know, help them buy stuff and have a good time and try to be as normal as you or I.
We're all big stars in this universe, and everybody has a light that shines. We're all big stars in this universe, and inside this world I feel fine. And there ain't no reason for us to ever cry, 'cause we're all big stars in this great earth and sky. So take your light and shine on, shine on, shine on.
When I was driving from California to Oklahoma the first time, my car decided to die, like in the middle of nowhere, New Mexico, and they never could diagnose or fix what it was. So we drove all the way to New York and back, sort of never knowing if the car was just on the verge of immediate death, you know. The big show in New York turned out to be sort of anticlimactic, you know. I mean, my favorite show was the one the night before that we played in Asbury Park, and we had a crowd of, a couple hundred people, and, you know, they had such a good time. They took us out back and, you know, bought us shots of whiskey and, you know, all sorts of Humboldt-y kind of things, you know, out in the middle of New Jersey, so we were having a good time, and, we came back in and, you know, just tore the roof off the house, you know.
I just wanna fall tonight.
feel the air and let my soul take flight. I just wanna tumble down but never ever hit the ground. I just wanna fall tonight. I just wanna feel tonight. I just wanna live tonight. I just want the world to be alright. I just want harmony, love on earth eternally. I just wanna live tonight. Yeah, I just wanna love tonight. And every time you give your love away, you know your heart feels like it's on a holiday. I just wanna love tonight. I just wanna make you feel so right. I just want you in my arms, giving me your loving charms. I just wanna live tonight.
All the other shows we had on the tour, you know, I thought were really good, and we had good crowds, and you throw things at each other and get mad at each other and get frustrated at each other, and you know, it's just an interesting way to live, you know. And I don't think most people could put up with it for that long, you know. And you really have to be sort of committed to the group of people that you have around you and to the music that you have.
I just want to feel your love. I just want to feel your love. I just want to feel your love. Yeah, I just want. Your love away. You know your heart feels like it's on a holiday, and I just wanna love tonight. Yeah, I just wanna live tonight.
I think it's important, you know. I mean, I'll say this, like, you know, when I was in Oklahoma and Texas, you know, and getting a lot of grief, and there was a very competitive world, you know, among the musicians, and it just seemed harder to make any progress, and you would constantly beat yourself up in the head, which is sort of what that We Are the Gods album starts out about, you know, is that constant, relentless, you know, I'm not good enough, I suck, I'm horrible, you know, that everybody thinks I'm horrible, they all say I'm horrible, whatever, right? And so you just constantly beating yourself up, and it's like that. Now, out in Humble, you know, you have people that are lifting you up and saying, you know, look, you're going to get better. You're, you know, just take your time. You know, we love you. We support you. You know, we understand this is a difficult thing to do. And, you know, we appreciate you taking the time and the effort. And it makes you want to play more, and you feel better about yourself playing, you know, and performing, because you have, you know, that your reception by the audience is going to be favorable.
Sitting in this darkness, smoke my weed, and you don't understand what it means to me. Hiding in the shadows with my disease, and I hope you don't catch now what's inside of me. Kerosene all over me. Johnny with a match now, guess it's time to bleed. And the mushroom lady says drink this tea, it'll make you feel better when it's time to bleed.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I live out here in Humboldt now, right? And so it's very free culture about weed out here, you know, and you don't get hassled so much. And you know that you're probably not going to get in that much trouble if you get caught with something, you know. Where it's like in Oklahoma or Texas or some of these states are still repressive. It's, you know, you live in constant fear and panic, you know, if you have anything on you, you know. And I have a friend who got busted and, you know, I don't know if he was selling or what he was doing, but he, you know, they sent him to jail for like 5 years and then they came out with like an ankle monitor on his foot and that, you know, so they like take that stuff like way serious, you know. And so you live in this like constant state of fear and paranoia. And that's in large part what that song is about on one level.
Guess it's time to bleed. And the mushroom lady says drink this tea. It'll make you feel better. When it's
And then on the way I intended for the song is bleeding is when you pour your soul out on stage. And so that's really what the song is about, you know, is about the pouring your soul out on stage. But it has all of the drug references in it to sort of mystify it and make it seem more in that camp, you know. But just really to draw people into the story, which... The story is about pouring your soul out on stage. And so when I talk about bleeding, that's what I talk about. And actually, Hemingway, I think, had used that same word, bleed, to describe pouring yourself out onto the page. The gods is just, I imagine, you know, my perspective on it is that if God is in us, you know, which is the most religions believe that, right? Then we are the gods, you know, because God is in us, right? How could we not be, right? In ancient mythology, you know, that the spirit would be in us and then that we would all be the gods as well, right?
And may God's love be with you.
We Are the Gods is about combining all of that and to suggest that, you know, we all are gods, and therefore, because we are a god, I'm a god, you are a god, we should treat each other better. We should treat each other like gods, right? It's not as feminine in some ways. I mean, I started off as a guy and now I'm a girl, right? So that's been a whole interesting trip, you know? I mean, to look feminine, but not quite totally feminine, you know? And when I sing and if I'm wearing a dress in the middle of Oklahoma or Texas and, you know, I look like a girl, it's just fine. And then I open my mouth and sound like a guy.
The world is tripping and I'm not getting any younger. It's passing me by. It's passing me by. Uh-oh. The world is tripping and I'm not getting any younger. It's passing me by. It's passing me by. Uh-oh. Schenectady, why you with me? Don't you do it. I wanna die with New York in my eye.
You know, you can alter your voice, but when you go from being a guy, I'm a girl, to being a guy, you take testosterone and it changes your voice, literally. I mean, you won't even recognize the girl because you'll have facial hair and a full beard and be talking and sounding like a guy, you know, after being on testosterone for a year. The other way around, when you take estrogen and you're a girl, I mean a guy becoming a girl, your voice doesn't change. It's still in that lower voice range. And you can talk like this and you could be like, you know, really prancy and fancy and all of that with your words and yada yada. And, you know, I just decided not to be fake. Right? I mean, because I wasn't trying to, you know, by becoming a girl, I wasn't trying to change me. I was trying to be me, right? And so I'm not interested in, like, going through life with a fake voice, you know? That's not really why I did what I did, you know? That's me. I like being a girl, you know? I do.
The song's sort of literal. It starts off, I was sitting on top, you know, sitting on the steps. It talks about that in like the third verse, looking up at the sky and wondering why, you know. And I literally wrote that while I was sitting. That was actually the first thing that I wrote in the song, was the third verse.
I've worked all my life to be good at the this thing that you cheer that I fight to so fly, get it right. I try and I try and I try and I try. I claw and I scratch, it's a light that's wet match. The fire, it burns with the rain and the hail. Seasons fly by like I'm sitting in jail. I run and I run like I'm standing in place. Through the tears and the pain of my frustrated brain and ask why. Do you have to make it so high? And I try and I try and I try and I try. Keep up the fight cause I must get it right. Cause I love the way that I feel in this moment. Yeah, I love the way that I feel in this moment. Yeah, I love the way that I feel in this moment with you. The latest Dark Princess is singing her song, asking me about life and where it went wrong. My friends sing along like they all know the tale. While I stumble and fall, feel like I fail and ask why. Do you have to make it so high? And I try.
So then I went back and reconstructed the rest of it to sort of tell the story that went with the song, you know, that I was sort of working through my frustration and I had finally come to a place where, you know, I felt confident and things were moving forward and, you know, I can see myself at a show. This had been happening, you know, we'd been playing shows and the audience was responding and so... The song is about that, you know, sort of being in that moment where you're on stage and the audience is responding to what you're doing. But it's also about the journey and the frustration that it takes to get there.
I'm sitting on top of the step at the bottom of life, looking up at the sky, and I finally decide just to open my mind. And I fly where dreams testify. When you finally decide just to be who you are, the world turns around just to make you a star. And I love the way that I feel in this moment. Yeah, I love the way that I feel in this moment. Yeah, I love the way that I feel in this moment. Yeah, I love the way that I feel in this moment with you.
On this edition of The Adventurous Ear, we heard the songs Work It Out, Shine On, We Are the Gods, Bleed, Hometown, and In This Moment by Beth Isbell and her band Be This Bell from their album We Are the Gods and the EP Shine On. You can find more music by Beth Isbell online. I am John Harden, and this is
The Adventurous Ear.
Thanks for listening.